When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoy today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our host, Dr. Tim Clinton.
Welcome into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm Dr. Tim Clinton. On behalf of my son, Zach, co-host, welcome and thanks for joining us. Hey, we have an old friend here today, and I want to jump right in because we've got information that I really believe is going to move you as a parent. Maybe you have a daughter, a granddaughter, someone who is in the midst of a lot of transition or change, maybe struggling, starting to enter a world. And mom, dad, you know this, we've got to help them because there's a lot coming at them. And also we've got to release them in steps to grow up in part in this changing, crazy, challenging culture. My guest, Patty Garibay, I've interviewed her many times before. She gets it. She understands this. She's the founder and executive director of the National Character Development Organization, American Heritage Girls. While serving as AHG's first president, Patty also led the first AHG troop, which included her daughter for 9 years. Prior to AHG's founding in 1995, Patty stayed home, raising her children while volunteering her time and her talents at church, school, and the Girl Scouts. Over her tenure with American Heritage Girls, she has been considered a thought leader in all things girls and has been featured in hundreds of nationally recognized media outlets. Patty was named as a member of the American Family Association's 40 Faithful in 2017, selected as Woman of Excellence in 2005, and Woman of Influence in 2017. Patty and her husband, Pat, have been blessed with 4 married children. They have 9 grandkids. I like that. Patty and Pat make their home in Cincinnati, Ohio. Patty, what a delight to have you join us here on Life, Love, Faith, and Family.
Oh, it is such a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Tim Clinton, and your son, Zach. How cool is this? I enjoy this.
Patty, as we get started, I can't wait to have a lot of conversation around what's happening with American Heritage Girls, and it's the premier faith-based scout-type character development program for girls. But Patty, before we go there, everybody's talking about what's happening with our kids. Our kids are in trouble. We know this. You go back and you look at the CDC report that came out in 2021 that said 57% of our teen girls, that's our daughters and our granddaughters, described feeling persistently sad or hopeless. In other words, battling with depression-type symptoms. They also found in that same CDC report that 30% of our teen girls, our daughters and our granddaughters, reported seriously contemplating suicide, attempting suicide. You can't turn away from this. And I don't know why people aren't talking about it more, but Patty, we don't have a crisis. We've got a disaster. Are you seeing this? Are you witnessing this as you work with girls all over the land?
I really am. And it's a sad situation with our youth. I mean, we can attribute it to many causes. But bottom line, I really do believe is that the girls do not know who the Lord is and what role he plays in their life. And that I think it was Blaise Pascal who talked about the God-sized hole in our hearts. And that is very, very obvious in this desperate moment for teens. You know, it's a time of life typically where kids should be really excited about their future. They should be have joy experimenting in all different facets of life skills, seeing where their passions might lie. But rather, there seems to be this desperation and confusion that is surrounding their lives. I mean, even to the point of wondering, am I a girl? It's so basic. It's about their very being, their very existence. And it's a desperation. And it's a desperate cry, I believe, that they're sending to us through the
Patty, a lot of people are saying screen time is connected to this. Growing research shows that social media is driving up the rates of depression, anxiety, gender dysphoria that you were just talking about among teens, especially girls. Loneliness is soaring. Smartphones, we all know, have taken over our lives. Every one of us is addicted to this crazy thing that we hold in our hands. I saw, though, this online survey app, they found that 38% of teenagers say that they're spending more than 8 hours a day on social media. Patty, talk to us. I mean, that's staggering to me.
It really is. And when you think about 8 hours a day, and many of them are in school for at least six hours, they aren't sleeping. Tim, they're not sleeping. Sleep deprivation is another issue that is confronting these kids, because what they're finding is that their friends, or what they believe to be friends, are on social media. And they're counting those likes, and they're counting how many people are following them. And they're really making their identity around how many people like what I'm doing versus who I am, my character, my behaviors outside of a social media la-la land. This is not real relationship. They need to understand that although you may have thousands of friends, none of them are really your friends, because there's no relationship there. It's all through social media, which is a very much a la-la land situation. So they need to be able to have real friends and to be able to really express themselves. Who are they going to go to with their imperfect selves? What social media shows is their perfect selves. And when that doesn't show up, they can be prey to cyberbullying, grooming, etc. So they're trying to put their best foot forward and never being authentic. That is a concern I have as well.
Patty, we're seeing a lot of parental surveys now coming back to us saying we're not so much worried about our kids' grades anymore as much as we're concerned about their mental health issues. I mean, soaring numbers of stress and anxiety problems, depression, even suicidality, as we've been talking. I saw one piece that was conducted by the National Comorbidity Survey. They found that 31% of all youth have diagnosable anxiety disorders that have exploded since COVID hit us. Patty, I think I know everybody listening is probably agreeing. Everybody's turning it up saying, okay, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? But Patty, that anxiety piece is on your heart. I know this whole mental health piece is really becoming a centerpiece around your work, your life, your ministry.
Absolutely. It has to inform what we're doing at American Heritage Girls, because we're dealing with this every day. If we sweep it under the rug, and you know, that's not just for a ministry like American Heritage Girls. This is an alert, a red flag for the church as well to deal with this. And too often we're not. And I think every youth group and every church needs to be talking about this. And it's not just youth group anymore, Tim. It is all the way down to children's ministry. We're seeing kids as young as 6, 7, 8, really being affected by this, because so many parents are allowing their kids on social media at a young age. They're allowing them to be on YouTube or something like that. And these kinds of messages are just surrounding them everywhere they turn. I almost see kids in a box right now where there's a wall everywhere they go and they do not seek freedom. They don't see a way out. They just seem frustration, which results in anger. And all of that comes basically from a fear of not being able to have any kind of influence or control over their very lives.
Patty, that's where... And we're going to take a twist here in the program, and we're going to focus in on what God's called you to do. And what I love about your heart and your ministry is you genuinely care, and you want to help moms and dads everywhere connect. That relational connection is everything. And then we need some prescriptive programs on what to do. Let's go back to some humble beginnings. God put something in your heart. You wrote a book, Why Curse the Darkness When You Can Light a Candle? And you began to tell the story of American Heritage Girls, how it came to be and what it's all about, and your mission to help turn this thing around for girls.
You know, it was something that I never wanted to do, but God called me to. And aren't we so often in those situations if we're willing to say yes and then to see what the Lord can do? But here's the thing. I've always known that girls need, they're just a special, the Lord created us very in a very unique way, and girls are very different than boys. I know that sounds like groundbreaking science right now, Dr. Tim, but you know what I'm saying. And here's the thing with the Girl Scouts, which I served with, and I love that organization so much and use it as ministry, is that they were helping girls to understand who they were. Now, they were missing at that point whose they are, which is the Lord's. And what does that look like? What does it look like when you have an identity in Christ? What that looks like for an American Heritage girl or for somebody raising up their daughter in the way they should go, it looks like the opportunities are endless because of the Holy Spirit's power in the girl, not because of girl power, just because her gender happens to be female. So this is the twist that we bring to what seems obvious, is that girls are able to do amazing things and to influence well. You know, every girl today wants to be an influencer. Well, they don't have to be on TikTok to be an influencer. They are an influencer. How will they influence positively or negatively? And that is where we're bringing up the girls to understand that leadership is not just at the front of the line, it's in the middle of the line and in the back of the line. Leadership is influence, and that how do we influence well? With grace. And we've got a new leadership curriculum, Dr. Tim, called Grit with Grace, Girls Rooted in Truth, but delivering that message with grace. That's so important.
Patty, what's happened with American Heritage Girls since the beginning? I think I saw where some 60,000+ girls and adult members in all 50 states, troops everywhere. But, I mean, this is remarkable. And the energy around what you're doing is exploding.
It really is. And this is the work of the Lord. You know, we started in 1995, 20 girls. Today, we have over 500,000 membership records of girls that have been touched by this ministry over the last 30 years. And during the COVID times, Dr. Tim, when everybody had to close down the church, because we charter with churches, our troops were closed down. We're like, Lord, what do you want us to do? And he made it very clear that we were supposed to get into the parenting space. Because we had a lot of time and tenure in teaching parents how to raise up their girls. And so we started something called Raising Godly Girls. And this is now not only a radio minute on 1200 stations, but it's now a podcast, Raising Godly Girls. And we also have ebooks that are available for your listeners to be able to download for free. And they touch on the subjects we're talking about right now, fear and anxiety, gender and identity. We're talking about war and times of peace and times of war and conflict, because that was a concern. We also talk about the antidote to all of this, and that is a Raising Godly Girls Guide to Biblical Worldview. And next month, our book on resiliency will be coming out.
Patty, tell us about a girl's experience with American Heritage Girls. If I bring my daughter or my granddaughter, say Olivia, to the program, what kind of offerings are there? How is it similar to what I guess maybe Girl Scouts do, but what's unique and what's powerful? What really is the strength behind the organization?
Well, you know, our secret sauce is the Holy Spirit. We are Christ-centric, and that makes all the difference. We do a lot of the most successful experiences that Scouting has done for hundreds of years. A Girl Scouts just celebrated 112 years last week. And those kinds of activities, what we call Scout-type activities, are very, they work well because they're immersive, educational, experiential. But when you put the Holy Spirit and infuse that with godly women that are mentoring up these girls in a Titus II fashion, it becomes transformative. Girls are able to set goals. They're able to fail forward and experiment in ways that they may never feel comfortable in a co-ed setting, for instance. So this band of girls, you know, this sisterhood that happens with the infusion of the Holy Spirit under the guidance of the church. And that, I think, is very important, that we have a spiritual oversight of the church.
So there's a set curriculum. There's like a badging process they go to. They can aspire to higher levels and more. It's all part of it. But it's really focused on leadership and how to encourage their hearts, strengthen them, especially in the midst of the insanity and what we're seeing culture do to try to control, manipulate, speak into the hearts of our girls in the wrong way.
That's right. You know, I really truly believe in Acts, the Lord talks about that, or actually Paul talks about, we need to pitch our tent in the land of hope. And although we can hear these statistics and we can be so depressed about what's going on in our culture, we know that the Lord is still sovereign and that there is hope, but we need to be intentional parents and seek out organizations, ministries that will help us in this parenting, you know, more parenting tools for that tool belt, the proverbial tool belt. And American Heritage Girls provides that discipleship program, and the Raising Godly Girls brand under the American Heritage Girls will help parents everywhere have some very practical parenting techniques to be intentional parents, to be able to not be reactive to the issues of today, but rather know about them and to be able to train their daughters up in the way they should go.
Patty, if Olivia, my granddaughter again, enrolled as a five-year-old, what would you tell me as a grandparent? Tim, put her in the program, because I can promise you this.
I can promise you that she will be influenced by women who love the Lord, men too. We allow dads to be part of it. And that she will create this friendship, the sense of belonging, where she feels seen because of who she is in Christ, not because she's beautiful with blue eyes and blonde hair. That's not the point. It's about the soul. It's about the heart. It's about the character traits. She will be raised up in learning what it's like to be a compassionate person, to be loyal, perseverant, to be pure, to be resourceful, to be respectful, and moreover, to be reverent.
If people wanted to learn more, because if I'm listening, I'm saying, okay, where is this at? How do I find more information about that? I mean, how do I get my daughter or my granddaughter involved?
Visit AmericanHeritageGirls.org. And you can see right when you come on to our website, you can see those free ebooks we spoke about earlier. You can also see where a troop is in your area. It says find a troop, pop in your zip code, and you can decide how long you want to drive. But there are troops all over the country, and more are cropping up. We are growing astronomically. The Lord is pouring out his blessing. For a time such as this, I think it's our Esther moment. I really do.
Patty, you've also been pretty vocal about this gender ideology indoctrination that's in culture. Leah Thomas was nominated as the 2022 NCAA Woman of the Year. And I can't think of anything more of a slap in the face of our girls and then that type of thing that's being forced on them, especially up at that collegiate level. But it's starting to make its way all the way down through. If we don't teach our girls early who they are in Christ, it is nothing but pure confusion and chaos for them growing up.
It's so true. And we know where confusion comes. It comes from the adversary. And I think this is his ultimate attack. I truly do. I call it the sin of autonomy. And isn't that what we began with when original sin was, I am better than God. I don't need God. Now we're attacking his very creation. And the creation that he said was very, very good in Genesis, male and female. We're saying that doesn't matter anymore. How do you feel? And again, we're running our lives on emotions rather than facts. I just was talking to somebody the other day, and she said, you know, I have a son now because he was misassigned at birth. I'm like, what is going on right now? But this is a kind of vernacular in discussions girls are hearing, and they start to question their own. What is I misassigned at birth? And I'm hearing this even throughout the American Heritage Girls tribe, which is Christian tribe, that there is confusion there. And so these discussions must be had in the family unit, and they must be had, frankly, in the church.
Boy, Patty, I couldn't agree with you more. If we don't, that search that's inside their soul is going to be filled with something else. And God help us in this area. Patty, I know we're fighting time here for a moment, but resilience. I just got to ask you about resilience. I love the theme. I think we all know that life is tough, and everybody's going to hit the wall. And there are going to be moments when our daughters are alone and they're warring inside. And the evil one wants to bring them to a place of brokenness and chaos. We've got to teach them how to find their strength and their hope in Christ. But this resilience theme, just tell us a little bit about what AHG is doing to help build that.
You know, the idea of going into the resilience space came from, I go around the country and I often will, if I'm speaking somewhere, I will meet with the girls. I love to meet with the girls. It infuses passion and energy. And their question was, the big question in Texas is, how can I be stronger? How can I stand for the Bible? So basically, how can I be resilient? And so it started to think, these girls are feeling powerless because they're in the minority. They're getting attacked, you know, online and all the different ways. And they're wondering, how can I stand for truth? And so what we've done is really worked a lot on apologetics so that the girls can own their faith and understand why their faith is their faith. That's really important so that they can do that in the public forum. But also to be able to fail forward. And we instruct the parents. Parents, you're part of the problem. Helicopter parents are not good parents. We need to let them skin their knees or they will most certainly faceplant. And so these skin knees opportunities are really great ways to teach resilience in a girl and also to banish perfectionism, which is a common problem with girls in particular, in that they think everything has to be perfect. But you know, when we are in the body of Christ, we lay the things, we do as much as the Lord allows us, and we lay the rest at the foot of his cross.
Patty, as I was listening to you, I was thinking about how nature hates a vacuum, and so does a child's soul. And if we don't fill it, it will be filled by something or anything else. And having resources like American Heritage Girls, where we can put them in programs that help shape and build character, hope in their lives. What a delight. Patty, again, before we go, if you could just give a closing thought to all the moms and dads, everyone listening right now, maybe someone out there who's really concerned about their daughter, their granddaughter. Put a bow tie on this for all of us.
You know, I want to encourage your listeners not to despair. The Lord is sovereign. He loves your daughter. And here's the thing. As parents, we need to consistently be looking for areas of alignment within the value system that we have. And American Heritage Girls can help you with that parenting journey and not only help your daughter, but help you too. So check it out, AmericanHeritageGirls.org. We're here to help.
Hey, on behalf of my son, Zach, and our entire team here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, Patty, what is it like to have you on the broadcast? So impressed with what God's doing in and through you. Stay strong. Hey, be bold and courageous. We need you. And we certainly will lift you up in prayer. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center it's just life altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, a Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center. A Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.